This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, real quick.
Just so fast.
Just real quick before we do it.
It's going to go by so fast.
We, people have maybe been noticing Sean and I doing a lot of guests again, having trouble. Not trouble, but
trouble meeting people. And it is so hard with all these
Especially in LA.
And in LA, to meet people really face-to-face when we're in our little pods, aren't we, our little vehicles?
Yeah, we're all in our cars.
And then when we get out of the car, what do we look at? A screen.
And you go up in, with a rag and a spray bottle trying to meet someone at their car.
Yeah.
And they
– and just to talk. And if they – and if they got a couple bucks on them, great. But that's not why you're doing it. You're just doing it right away and saying, let's talk. Nice windshield, you
shouldn't
know?
Be free. I don't think.
It doesn't make sense because obviously I'm paying for the material.
So we had the idea to say, where is a celebrity to be a guest?
To be a guest who's talking
to
your face.
Yes. And so we said, when they do a movie, people don't know this, when it's time to do a movie,
And Hayes, if I could, not just a movie, but a project.
Yes. When it's time to do any project.
Any project.
Yes. That's right. The people of the project gather in a big room and they talk to journalism. They talk to the newspaper, they talk to the magazine.
And the internet.
They talk to the internet and the TV show.
Yeah.
Everyone comes, and it's called Press Junket.
And the YouTube.
Its name is Press Junket.
And so when Hayes tells me this, my jaw just about hit the floor. Because what I'm seeing is
I read it in the magazine.
An idea. And if we can go and get at a press junket, we're meeting people, where celebrity guests are talking to us.
We bring the microphones, we bring the engineer, we bring Chef Kevin. Then we have the show, we're doing the show at the press junket.
And what is
and they can't leave.
Such a big advantage over the way that we have normally done this podcast is we do not have to explain what the show is and present it to them as an option to do or not do.
And we're just there.
And we do not get to make them comfortable at all before we start the show.
We just start doing it.
We are in. We just go, baby.
So we went to the hotel and we asked about if they were doing any of these today. And they said no.
They have to say that.
Yes, but then we forgot about it for a long time. And then we just happened to be there for something else.
USA Today.
Yes.
That comes to the hotel.
Yes. We're going to like read our favorite newspaper, which you don't have to stay in the hotel to do.
No, because it's in the lobby.
Yes. And I remember I just said off the top of my head, like, hey, are you doing Press Junket today? And they said, yes, the tick is upstairs.
Which they have to tell you if they have one.
Yes. It's entrapment if they don't. And I'm like, what? Who is that?
Yeah. Well, because it's traditionally Bugs.
Yes. And they, the hotel person explained to me that they know about every show. And they said, the tick is this guy, this famous guy.
And this is so quick. We're just saying this really quickly.
Just real quick.
For people who feel like this is going on.
Just bear with us like for real quick.
It's, yeah.
He's this famous guy and he has this little friend.
Yeah.
And so I said, I gotta talk about
that. Gotta at least look at it.
And that's my favorite now, I said.
Yeah.
You remember?
No, because the guy sort of made this face at Hayes that suggested, okay, you didn't know what the tick is. Are you allowed to even be in this press junket? And Hayes then went, sir, and he's holding the guy's shirt sleeves.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. And the guy melted.
Yeah, he thought it was really nice to give me the chance to go talk to my favorite thing.
Mm.
And so Chef Kevin came over and the engineer, I forget who it was, and then we went upstairs and we talked to the tick and his little friend.
And full disclosure, if you hear it, I might sound off my feet a little bit. It gave us the opportunity to hit a lot of different notes that we don't always hit in our interview because it was such an unorthodox style.
Just real quick.
I never understood what was happening or why. But I think it's a great interview, and you guys got to know about that tick thing.
Hollywood Handbook.
So we're up. Are we
so
the next?
We're up.
We're next ones to go.
Guys.
Hi, guys. Wow.
Such big fans. So excited to be a part of this.
Thanks so much for letting us.
Where are you from?
We're from Hollywood Handbook. Cody, mm-hmm. can you set up his mic? Sorry, we just have to lay out a bunch of mics. Yeah.
Is this a blog or what?
Can you set up Peter's mic, Cody?
It's kind of a blog.
My own microphone.
Is that coming through okay for you, Cody?
How's this?
Okay.
Great.
That's good.
Good.
We are not a blog.
Not a blog exactly, but okay. We're like an audio blog, right?
Yes.
We're this kind of hot up-and-coming podcast, brand new podcast, and we've been getting a lot of buzz, and we wanted, obviously, like, good big guests, and so this is sort of our new strategy to get into these press junket things. I know you guys are doing a ton of these interviews. We don't want to bog you down.
Yeah, it's just we've been doing this for like 8 hours straight, over and over again, yeah. The same questions. So
Who are some other outlets
what else
that you guys have been talking to today, just so we kind of know who the competition is for
mm-hmm. We just did a big...
Yahoo, there was a guy.
We did, yeah.
Whoa.
Wahoo.
Yeah. IMDb. Wow.
Den of Geek, I think we
Den
talked
of Geek.
To. TV Junkies, I think.
Yeah, we talked to them.
Comicbook.com. Huge.
So, you know, I mean, that's kind of the weight class we've been punching at.
Am I crazy or did I see Rotten Tomatoes out there?
I mean, if you saw someone who was looking kind of fresh, that's probably them, you know.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This is junket humor.
He's calling his shot.
I'm sorry.
And he's calling his shot with RT. That's huge.
Wait, so is this an on-camera thing or is this a...
And can I just say as well, yeah. I mean, this, I'm kind of joked out.
Me too. I really, if you could...
I know.
In terms of the jokes, I know. I hate it. I'm
so sick
of it. And
if you could just give us for like, I know we have like 10 minutes and it hasn't started yet because we're still introducing ourselves.
Yeah, and so we haven't started our time.
Clear to the publicity people that our time has not started yet.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just like give us just your best stuff for like 10 minutes.
Okay. Just your top stuff. 10 minutes of that.
And we'll make it easy for you because we don't do like the normal just like ask you a question like about the show.
Please.
Stuff. I know that's boring and you
We don't
that.
Know what the show is and frankly we don't care.
Okay, I understand.
We're here to play
we do know.
Games.
We know the title. We know the title.
I understand that you guys are a little green to this sort of world, the junket world. But what we really like, guys in our sort of positions, stars, prefer to answer the same questions over and over again. You know, we kind of come up with our scripted set answers. We love talking about the costumes. We love answers about how much improv there was on set, you know?
We only got one question.
Like to play a superhero?
Yeah, things like that. So if we could stick...
That's actually pretty interesting.
If we could stick to that zone...
Uh-huh. Well, I actually only have one question.
I think we're going to take this real...
I have one question, which is, you like playing games?
Yes.
Well, that's what I was trying to say is we probably at this point games will be a little trying.
Want to play a game? You remember she scream?
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm just saying if we could stick to just
he
sort of the
friggin' murders her ass in the friggin' first scene.
Yeah, right.
So sick.
If we can just kind of make this a bunch of softballs just because we're a little burnt out at this point.
That was the PR person. Sorry. I was just like I'd been going back and forth with them. We did get another 15 minutes onto our time.
Okay.
Because we absorbed celeb buzz.
What's your favorite scary movie? Remember that movie?
Yeah, has this started yet?
Peter, so we have a total of 25 minutes. Thank you for asking. No, it hasn't started yet because mm-hmm. we're still kind of like laying out the terms.
And let's start the time by playing our song. If you guys don't mind, we'll just play the theme song to our podcast real quick.
Yeah.
Just to get out of the way. Just so people know what they're listening to.
I would mind.
I would mind too. You said this was an audio blog. Now it's a podcast?
Just hit it and look while we're... And it's so short.
It's really short.
The names of like some celebrities. It's like a celebrity show.
You'll like that. It'll fit in with your thing.
Yeah.
Is this some sort of prank thing? I don't understand if you guys are trying.
We can do that.
No, we love pranks. No.
Y'all prank each other on set?
No, we're professionals. We show up and we learn our lines and we hit the marks. I'm saying as straightforward as we can make this, please, because we don't have a lot of gas left in the tank.
Mm-hmm. What do you get your commercial agent for Christmas?
I'm going to leave.
Peter. Let's talk. Okay.
The door handle's very hot.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, the door in here.
Yeah, there was a fire earlier today in the hotel, and the door handles are a little bit hot still.
You have to remember that they're always rolling, so if you do another blow up on camera, on mic, in front of these press people, it's going to leak out again.
I don't give a shit.
You'll go viral again.
Amazon doesn't have the money to squash another story, okay? So we got to get through this together somehow.
Peter, there's good viral and there's bad viral. And we're trying to make you go the good kind.
All right.
But you're not making it easy.
All right, cool. I'll play.
What do I get my commercial agent for Christmas? About 10%. You know what I mean? 10% of the booking.
I don't do commercials.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, we're more kind of legit. You know, we're mm-hmm. television stars, so.
Theatrical, yeah.
Let's just start.
I'm a theater actor by training.
He has a taste for the theatrics, like the Joker.
I was trained at the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Let's focus on the stuff related to the show, like the kind of things that people want to hear.
Let me just say real quick, no way of knowing this, we don't bring up the Joker on the show because we don't want to invite that kind of chaos into the process.
Yes.
So go ahead.
You guys are being the Tick. And so what's the story with some bugs?
Oh my God.
That you saw before.
And how big of bugs?
Just for clarity, the question is, what's the story with what are some bugs that you saw before?
And
just,
how big of bugs, really?
Or one bugs.
Oh my God.
I play a moth on the show. I'm a human, but in a moth costume.
Oh. So, flying bugs.
Peter plays a tick. I mean, those are the mantles. Do you know what I'm saying? We're playing superheroes.
You ever get sick from bugs?
My mom had Lyme disease. I don't know if I've ever told you that story,
Peter.
Yeah,
you've told me that story.
Yeah, so this show's kind of personal to me. It's almost kind of like a cause.
Yeah.
Because the Tick is the hero in this.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of trying to reclaim the, you know, not the word, but the illness.
Mm-hmm.
First time my family went to Disney World, we had to push my mom around in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had Lyme disease. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to.
I had that.
Did you ever like a superhero?
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever like a superhero?
When you were boys.
When I was a boy.
Mm-hmm. We were boys separately.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose technically, though, we both were boys.
Yes, so, mm-hmm. but, you know, separate but
separate
equal.
Boys.
But we were, I mean, we grew up in different time periods and different continents and...
Can you help him?
Different bodies.
I was a huge fan of superheroes growing up. You know, I just think this is our American mythology.
Yeah,
you know, this is sort of
this
cultural.
Stuff is great. Can just you help him a little with either some bugs or like
Peter? I think what they're asking is who are your favorite superheroes? Was that kind of the question?
No,
we can do that.
Superheroes are.
I don't care about that.
Almost uniquely. American phenomenon.
Yeah, right.
It's what Americans have instead of history, you know, deep culture.
Can you just say Superman?
Superman, please.
Peter that.
Superman.
Okay.
That is fast, that guy.
Guys, I'm trying to tell you this. Okay, we have not slept in 72 hours. They've been junking us straight, tied to this chair, and we cannot deal with any complicated questions. You got to give us flyers right across the plate.
Games.
Wait.
Easy games.
Wait, but Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You guys read books?
Yes.
Yeah, they're great. Amazon's a great company. We're very happy to be under the umbrella. You know, they really trust the artists.
A TV on a bookstore? Holy shit.
What was the last book that you read?
And this is one of those pranks. He's flipping it.
No, this is the kind of question that I'm saying would actually get some. He's barely verbal at this point. You have to. He can only respond from muscle memory. So you have to ask him questions he's already answered 27 times over the last you know, couple junket
days. Can you help him?
Can I? You want me to interview him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you give him one.
Let's have him say a book, huh?
Peter, what book most inspired your performance as the Tick?
Well, that's a very good question. I suppose. Well, there were a few, really.
And do you see how the light went back on in his eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's stringing words together.
Okay. Now. Yeah, now it's
sorry,
now
I disrupted his flow.
Now my entire fuse box is just flipped.
Watch this, though. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Peter, right here. Peter?
Yeah.
Peter?
Yeah. Hi. Hey.
How did you find the Tick's voice?
I suppose Ben Edlund said to me, you know, I want him, you know, he should sound a little like a 1960s radio announcer. I know that's not a very good impression.
Yours
is amazing.
I felt like Ben Edlund was in the room.
Okay, but Sean, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can respond because that's part of our banter, but you are once again, you're flipping out the fuse box, and now we've lost him again.
I can see it going out.
Light has left his eyes.
And he has a kind of a snot bubble growing on his nose.
Hey, Peter? Hey, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
So this show, there are some wacky antics that the Tick gets up to. Was it fun to shoot?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult, but, you know, through the difficulty, we had a lot of chemistry, you know, and...
Yeah, I mean, we got lucky that we hit it off so well.
Yeah.
And Ticks. Is the show.
Is the whole show. How much camera?
You just make, you can't make me like.
The freaking camera.
Just sit on that.
Must be zooming so far to see a Tick. What kind of lens?
You ever see how their eyes are like
huge?
Yes.
I'm trying to help you guys, honestly.
Can we just do the games? We have some stuff, actually, so this would be great for us.
Peter, not an insect.
Peter, do you think you can do
it? I was told this was about how to give some advice to aspiring actors to help them get ahead in this, what passes for a career in this stupid
industry we call show.
Town.
Yeah. Can we do that? Could we frame it more around that kind of
we
thing?
We used to do
we,
that.
We were We've trying been to forced do that. To kind we kind of
try
out.
More things.
Oh, really?
And that was not, like, really getting the traction that we were looking for.
So it was never going well.
You must have a really clean kind of entry point now if you've replaced that. What's kind
games,
of—
playing games. And games are so fun. And let's just talk about how crazy they can be just for a moment.
This would be good for us, too, because we're doing the game night junket.
Right after this.
After this. And so it would be great to just kind of do a dry run on some games with you guys.
You can't
so we can go into that hot.
What's your favorite game?
Wow.
I never had this flipped around on me like this.
This is so fun to think about. Have you ever played One Night Werewolf?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, so we didn't have time necessarily to get the cards or to write anything down, but we do want to play a game. So kind of just pick in your head what you are. You guys, make sure not everyone's a werewolf.
Yes.
But make sure not no one's a werewolf. Hmm? And night has fallen. Close your eyes. And it's nighttime, and seer, open your eyes. You may look at one player's card. And so just imagine.
Okay, I think a lot of us We're seers.
Yeah.
I can see
a lot of our eyes are open.
Werewolf, open your eyes.
I'm the werewolf.
Now
I'm
you the see
werewolf.
The werewolf. Okay.
I'm the werewolf. I am the werewolf.
Minion, open your eyes. Werewolf, raise your thumb. Minion, see who the werewolves are.
And one of the cards, I forget the name, is the guy that is trying to trick you that he's a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Well, there's the Tanner.
I think that is maybe what I'm thinking of.
Hey, guys, usually when people come in and ask us to do quote-unquote games at junkets like this, they're more kind of like word, like, what would it sound like? Who would you choose kind of games rather than sort of
I
party
I was the
games?
Robber, and I think Griffin's a werewolf.
You want word games.
I'm saying let's just fucking go A to B. You guys are zooming in 17 different directions at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play chess.
Let's play chess. That is a game with rules that we know.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Well, I hope you are prepared to counter the Fibonacci opening.
And that so he
is that really what you're doing?
He's pushing a lot of his pieces forward on the board at once with both hands.
If you move them all, your first move can move every piece as long as you only move them one.
You know what, Griffin? I'm trying to play along, right? I'm trying to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And can we start right now?
The whole thing we're going to start
The time starts
25 minutes.
Right now. Initiate the time begins right now.
Okay,
and Cody, can you just mark on the timer?
Can you marked. Just... Can you
and
ask
Cody?
Us, guys, I'm telling you, you're going to lose, Peter. You got to drop the games thing. Just give us a softball, please.
Okay, the game's big O, high, low. Just like Omaha, but you get 5 cards. Now, and 2 in your hand, 3 on the board.
Yes, and
it's
just think
five
about
rounds of betting, and just think about how much you want to bet and what cards you're getting.
Okay,
we obviously
once
couldn't
again,
bring a deck
not
in here.
Brought cards, right? Okay, so how are we supposed to?
But we all know what the
okay.
cards
and
are.
And nobody,
there's
not
four,
everybody, have all aces, please.
There's the two men.
Mm-hmm.
There's nine.
There's the two men. There's the babe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you guys some questions?
See, again, yes, this is the kind of prank for it. This is what we like. We don't like doing the conventional.
They're basically
like
shattering
sit
the convention
down and ask questions thing.
So what's your fucking deal? What's the deal here? Are you trying to make us angry?
It's 5 cards apiece. Then, of course, burn 1, turn 3. And then there will be the turn in the river.
See, this is what people don't understand. When they see some flare-up or some fucking actor freaks out on camera and starts acting like an asshole, they think, oh, this guy's got bad manners. And it's like, no, you're sitting through 3 consecutive days of fucking jokers like this coming in.
So that's your explanation for some
we
of this.
Don't so, bring up the joker on the show.
I'm sorry.
I hear what you're saying, Griffin, and that I don't think that's an excuse for a lot of this Me Too stuff, for like the behavior of these men. I personally think that this isn't something that they were like pushed to do by their circumstances. I just don't think that's, even if that were the
case,
I don't think that's an excuse.
Can I say this off the record? Can we go off the record for a moment?
Yes.
Absolutely. The whole thing's off the record.
I'm sorry. The whole thing is off the record?
Yeah, come on, man. We're not stuffed shirts.
You got to turn this around. Give a softball, okay? Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What are some good ones you've gotten in the last couple of days?
Ask him about the costume. He loves talking about the costume.
Okay.
This costume, how you get into that thing, huh?
Well, it's, you know, the whole thing, it was a work in progress from the start.
He's
it was very, very painful,
and
uncomfortable, and restrictive at the beginning. But... You know, as they say, you know, good art often comes from being restricted, having your parameters.
Yes, the limitations kind of fire up different creative juices and you start to work within the confines of the thing. Here, Peter, here's a treat. There you go. Good boy.
Can I ask a follow-up to that?
Yeah.
Is that your real hog?
Is that my real pardon?
Is that your real? I saw a picture that you know that stand cardboard standee we have going in there. You can see
you're steady hogging in the pick, and I'm just wondering: is that your real one?
This
is
big,
that the whole thing?
You can see this big mound.
Mm.
They're asking about your.
Is there like
crotch,
a British?
Peter.
Is that like
They're
not like a
about
British
your cod piece on the suit, guys? You have.
Oh, I see. Right. Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's,
Okay, all right.
I have to tape it down.
You have to mush it down.
Well, I have to
smush it.
I have to fold it. I mean, I can't believe I'm even. Why am I even talking about this?
We create Howard.
Peter, okay, so look.
You said restrictive about the suit like seven times. We got to figure you're talking about freaking squishing your hog, right?
Guys, I am trying to help you out here, okay? So here's a great sample size. You ask about the costume. He loved it. He loves talking about it.
I'm here. I can hear you.
This is part of the costume conversation,
and we were going in such a great direction. How do you fold it up?
Let's talk about something else.
I've got, I think, a really good one. So, Peter Griffin, Family Guy, right?
Hey, Lois.
You guys having fun?
This is like some of the games that we could do.
Griffin, I am getting a rage semi, and we have got to turn this around.
I can feel, I can sort of hear tape.
I want this show.
His hog is unfolding, guys. We have to tread very carefully.
I don't want this show to be another disaster.
I understand. Peter, look at me. Stay with me.
No.
Stay with me.
I'm with you. I won't look at you.
That seems fair.
Okay, guys, I'm going to make one request. I'm going to ask that you do not address Peter directly, okay? From here on out, we are walking on thin ice. So if you have something you want to ask Peter, please throw it to me first.
Okay.
So I can massage it, do a quick pass, and make sure that it doesn't hit his ears the wrong way.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Have you seen cartoons?
Yeah, so The Tick was an animated series, of course, on Fox in the 90s, which is based off a comic from Bennett. Yes, I see cartoons.
Okay.
And we can just go from our list at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I see a couple of cartoon characters in front of me.
Hey, well, Peter Griffin is one
that's
character.
One.
He's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, just don't even look at them.
There was a Stewie on the show.
Just listen to me. Okay, guys, throw me a question.
You ever
okay,
have a guest
I can just go from the list. We can just go through our list, and get this over with.
Yeah, we had a teamster named Stewie. Of course we did.
Are you an actor?
Okay. Peter, what is your favorite part of being an actor? I did a quick pass. I did a little massage.
It's weird for the listener to just come in on that he's already an actor, but...
No contact.
Yeah.
I suppose it's the opportunity one has to inhabit another person. It's rare.
Walk a mile in someone else's shoes. Yeah. It's like an empathy machine. You know, you get to see the world through different eyes.
Yeah. Feel it through different hands.
Yeah. Yeah, but walk it through different feet. Yeah, yeah.
And the hog.
And your hog as well. Do not talk about the hog.
Let me just respond to this real quick.
Is that the PR?
Yes. Okay, we have 45 more minutes. So, on top of... maybe we should start now. Because some of the stuff after we started wasn't really...
Some of the stuff... So this is actually helpful that you're punching up these questions a little bit. Because I didn't have a question here. But your show is streaming, and I was trying to think of a way to be like, don't cross the streams, like in friggin' Ghostbusters.
Or there could be some hog stuff in there, too.
Yes, please.
Okay, but that's not a question. That's just you
reaching and I'm saying, help me out.
Way too far for a joke.
For a freaking good Ghostbusters joke, you remember?
Pretty good Ghostbusters joke. It's pretty
See,
good.
See, he likes it. He likes it.
Hey, we can't cross the streams. And the show's streaming.
Yeah,
so it's right there for us.
Great.
I've never seen this before. What's happening here?
He's playing games and having fun.
That's why we do things a little differently.
You're believing in yourself.
Are you okay, Peter? Are you okay?
Peter.
All right. Let me ask you a question. What is a podcast?
Oh, okay. Wow. So now I see why we've been having some confusion.
A podcast? Is it something to do with peas?
Guys.
Is a podcast the row of peas inside the pod and it's all the
characters that all the peas play in the pod? Is that the podcast?
Okay, these are great questions.
Guys, this actually is pretty
listen
good.
Listen to me carefully. Do not fall for this, okay? When Peter gets hopping mad, sometimes, much like James
Griff,
McAvoy in Split, another
Griff,
persona
Griff,
takes over.
Griff,
and this is an American podcast investigative journalist, okay? Do not fall
Griff,
for this.
Yes? Take an overdose of chill pills, man. Come on.
Oh, my God, guys. It's gotten even worse. He's a shock jock now. Guys, he's become a shock jock. Okay, tread carefully.
Look, as long as Cody doesn't start doing funny sound effects.
I hate it when people refer to me as a shock jock. I am a surprise jock. Surprise! Surprise jock.
That's comedy.
What's happening, guys?
We had Cody just bring in a few stings.
Okay.
Can we just go through a bunch of the things?
Okay, so
yeah, sure.
I was talking to my wife about sleeping and how we sometimes we have a crummy night in bed. And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about sleep.
He's getting political.
This could be a Casper.
And turned me on to these, not turn on like sex. These mattresses
yes.
that are, they're amazing. They,
organic ad placement.
They send the, this flat, I don't know how the fuck they geniuses do it. I think they're Swiss. The mattress inflates and it's memory foam.
Avino. Imagine Avino. It's a patented kind of memory foam.
Avino?
Avino.
No, yeah. we're not allowed to mention that anymore.
Okay, don't mention Avino.
And
don't say latex either.
I would just say these mattresses are amazing.
Don't talk about the size of the box.
And if you mention this podcast, there is a I think an 8.2% discount. So let's carry on with the what the fuck we were
okay, guys, we're in a safe zone right now.
Oh no.
Cody, you have to understand, every time you drop a surprising cue like that, it might trigger another personality. Okay, he has 27 different podcasters inside of him, and there's some of those that you do not want to meet.
Does he have Corolla?
He doesn't take suggestions.
That would be huge if we could get Corolla.
Or if we got Rogan on
or Joe
hold
Rogan.
On, hold on, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, who are we talking to right now? Who's here in the room with us?
Welcome to, this is Trumpcast. This, what is happening this week?
This is actually big for us.
Yeah, it's like a panoply show.
Oh my God, wait, guys, it's a podcast in a podcast. He was playing a podcaster doing a fake podcast. Who are we here with right now? Who are we speaking to?
Okay. All right.
I think he's going to confess something.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Cody?
Cody,
be very careful. We don't know who this is yet, okay?
Where the hell are you keeping those timpanis?
We had Cody just, like, bring in a few timpanis.
Yeah, just little ones.
It's mostly for our game night thing.
The timpanis are inside the room.
Oh, my God, guys, it's a serialized mystery podcast. This is the new frontier of podcasting.
Has anyone tried this yet?
I hear a few people are thinking about it, but no one's had the courage yet. It's a format that is so easily adaptable to television that everyone is afraid to even dare step one foot into this.
Parody versions of it could be funny, too.
Really
dude,
funny.
So sick. Here's my idea. Let's investigate what happened to the guy who started looking for Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Seemed like he was a big deal for a little bit.
We haven't seen him.
But I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
I got a mystery. What happened to that listenership? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A big drop-off.
Oh, yes.
On that show.
Oh, Griffin.
Big drop-off. This is off the record, right? Because he's a close friend. He's a dear friend. I don't want to.
Yeah, this is all
he's
off
a dear
Everything's
friend.
Off the record.
Okay.
Just casual.
When Cody is in the room, ain't nothing on the record.
Yeah, it's probably not being recorded.
No. Do we have time for one more game?
I thought we had like 45 minutes. I don't. I mean, what's the game?
Our main.
This one's
game.
Pretty crazy.
Wait, who's speaking to us right now?
I have to admit,
Peter. We're back at Peter.
I've just shat my pants.
Oh my God! Sorry, doing a Mark Maron.
No way.
There's
no sort of euphemism comedy. That I can. What do you expect? I've been awake for. 72 hours.
Okay. Coffee.com.
Okay. So I thought the timpani sound was Cody, but I think it might have been Peter pooping his pants.
Yeah. I think mugs are back in.
And that's why he was like, where is that timpani?
But fortunately, I'm wearing me undies. Wife thinks these things are fucking amazing.
I was diving. Somehow we pulled back.
Me undies.
What about your old undies and your hog? That was not.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Who the fuck is this?
Okay, this is Chef Kevin. We brought him to just kind of be like a roving camera guy for the...
Just B-roll.
Yes. Get his few extra press photos.
Okay, guys, this is a big trigger for Peter, okay?
Okay.
On set, we have to hide the cameras because if he knows there is a camera filming him...
Yeah.
He shuts down completely. So Kevin?
Stage trained.
Watch your fucking step, okay? Mm-hmm. Is there a way
Kevin,
we can...
Kevin, just stay
still.
What?
Do you know what? I'm fine now. I'm fine. I'm cool.
He's honestly having fun.
I was just playing.
Sometimes
cool.
We get
he was playing.
Fun. He was
cool.
Playing.
I was playing along with the game the whole time.
You're cool with cameras?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Kevin, I guess go ahead and take one photo. I got to wait,
okay,
Peter.
Okay, one, two. That's okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks. It's one thing I'm not happy about is photos. I'm fine with people making like a sculpture or a bust.
Kevin.
But
Kevin, are you trained in any other fine arts?
Wait. Expand on that. Can you expand on that for us?
I don't like two-dimensional representations of myself. That includes sketches, paintings. Mm. 3D print.
Okay.
Printing is fine.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Life cast is also fine, but obviously I don't want to sit in a plaster mold for
a nightmare for the
minutes.
Tick licensing department because they want to merchandise this thing.
Yeah. The show, the Tick.
Peter's kind of operating off of Muhammad rules.
Yes.
You can't depict him in any other medium.
Mm.
The TV show.
TV show.
What happens in it?
What's going on?
I think it's a very kind of unusual take on the superhero mythos. It's kind of a satire.
Are they fighting in it?
Yeah, we fight some bad
guys.
That
sounds like just a normal thing.
No, it's not. No, if you listen to what
there's
he
kind
said.
Of a funny it, twist.
I thought he said there was fighting.
He said he smashed somebody, right?
I didn't say that. No, but I mean there is smashing, but it's sort of a wry take on sort of this kind of glut of superhero content.
So nobody fights?
No, we fight a lot. We do fight. We fight bad guys. We have to defeat villains.
That's what they do in the other ones.
Yeah,
we sort of
do that.
It's exactly the same as the other shows.
What do you want us to say?
Well,
that sounds great.
It's called Superman.
Yeah, we're making the same fucking thing. They're all the same fucking thing. But we have to come up with some kind of fucking angle here.
You remember the bat from the cartoon?
Is he in it?
Deflator Mouse? No, I mean there's a complicated.
You didn't get him
there.
He's funny, man. Flater Mouse.
I think we probably have most of what we need, so we could just hang.
We want to get some wild lines.
Yeah, some wild lines would be good. A slate for the top would be great.
Would you like any little shout outs or jingles or?
Oh, yeah.
So, just a quick, hey, this is Pete. What's your full name?
Peter Sarafanowicz.
Hey, this is Peter Sarafanowicz. You're listening to this podcast?
Like that. Cool. Did you get that?
Was that a select? Can we use that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we got that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was clean.
Can I say I've...
Please say anything.
I've also... this exciting day for me. I've never, been in a hotel. Uh-huh. And I've been trying, I'm sorry, I told you that I wouldn't, really.
No, I know. We promised each other that we weren't going to freak out, but obviously yes. They're so extremely expensive.
If I'm acting weird, it's because I got in here.
Well, normally if I'm in a room with a bed, I am in someone's bedroom in their home, and yes. It means that something is about to happen.
Yes.
And so it is a little disorienting, right, to mm-hmm. be in, a hotel.
Mm-hmm. We barely know what city we're in right now. You have to understand, we have been on a 12-week international press tour. Mm-hmm. They just keep on – they wheel us out into another fucking hotel suite.
Do you mind if I just – I want to just play with the pillowcases a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And I was surprised that they have, tables in here too, like I have in my house.
No, I know.
And the shower.
Do you want to get room service, Peter? I feel like at this point, this is all one shower.
Can we take one shower?
Yeah. I mean, it's not our room. This is just the room we're using for interview. You guys can do whatever you want. I don't give a shit, honestly.
We can stay here?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just so fucking tired of this dog and pony show. You know what I'm saying? I got into this because I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I want to tell stories. I'm attracted to characters.
Yeah.
And being able to bring characters to life.
Peter, am I reading this right here? That you're the tick, is my understanding. It looks like you and the standee.
Yeah.
And the griffin is sort of the one who has increasingly been forcing himself on the project and mm-hmm. taking on himself to describe it
the show's not called The Griffin.
This guy's the main tick.
Yeah. Is it kind of fucked up that he's doing that?
I'm really impressed with how perceptive you two are.
I was really picking up.
You're
on
wasted
something.
Here. You should be working for the FBI.
Mm-hmm. I, as recent events have kind of turned me against them, mm-hmm. so I'm not, I used to like them, now I don't, because of some stuff I've been reading.
You were a fan of their early stuff?
Yes.
I love some of their early stuff.
And some of the people in there have been texting very mean things about people that I like
mm-hmm.
and do not think they should be so mean about.
There's a limit to what we should be allowed to text.
Yes.
Can we talk about that? Some of these emojis.
I think some of the cell phone providers would agree with you. You know, there's a limit to...
Right.
Unless you have unlimited texting and minutes. There's not a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm... That was... I was trying
see
to
see more of this.
Joke
right?
off of what
Peter,
you,
is this is like... this is like all the time?
Yeah, he's doing that.
What's an emoji?
Okay, guys, we're back in a good zone right here. Okay.
Yeah.
When Peter's asking questions, anything is possible.
We have these big cardboard emojis, and mm-hmm. we'll ask we'll say something, and you pick the emoji that makes you feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, nonverbal would be great right now. If you guys have any games that are totally nonverbal,
I guess we could get out of the emojis and you. Just say something and he can point to one of the emojis.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Hang on, let me just get the emojis out of my backpack. Okay, it's unload it. Okay, all right. Here's this one, kind of falling in love, heart eyes. And then, okay, get the smiley, upside down smiley. It's a little funny. Okay, so the tick. Hey, what's going on with this crazy weather? Just point to any of the emojis. Okay, and he's pointing at my backpack. So, okay.
Okay.
Great weather for hiking, I guess, is what that means.
It's tick season.
Hey!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking mud and dropping names in the red carpet, live back hallways of this
industry.
That's
exactly the thing we need to like launch into the We're kind of waiting for the big entry line for the show.
And so now I feel like we've got, what, another 45 minutes or so on the clock?
Yes, now I think we can officially
we're firing it up.
Start the time.
It's impossible you guys have been given this much.
Okay. The hog is blowing up like a balloon. I don't know how else to phrase it.
I've never seen it get this big before, guys. Guys?
It's not that big.
This is dangerous. You know how I talked about all the personalities, the 27 different podcasters he has with him?
Yeah.
There have been rumors.
Of a 28th.
It's the beast.
The bees.
It contains all the podcasters in one form. They all migrate to his hog.
Wow.
And when this happens, guys, I'd brace yourself for impact.
Okay.
Vanilla or chocolate? Okay, and he's pointing at my shoelaces. And he's saying, hey, go get me some vanilla and chocolate. Right, you get those feet moving. That's good.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't think it was over, but it sounds like it is.
It sounds
when people
like it's
say
over.
That usually means that it is
and
over.
And that we have actually, yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Wait.
It still is.
And can we get one more stinger of just like, hey, this is Peter
yeah, Sarah, you know,
Peter Sitton-Spanowich. Like you are listening to Hollywood Handbook, and I'm a fan, and I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
let's get some music for this one too. I think
You guys might need to split that up into a couple different lines and stitch it together.
Okay, just say, "Hey, it's Peter Sarah Silverman. This is Hollywood Handbook. I'm a fan. I'm having fun.
I'm just telling
and thanks for being here, and thanks for coming with me." And I'd love to come back.
Okay, I'm telling you guys off the record that on set, we never give him more than two words at a time. So this might...
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Peter Sarah Silverman. I'm here in Hollywood Handbook and having a great time. I enjoy the show. MeUndies.com.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.